Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. While it might be a bit chilly at the beaches today, some people are probably going to show up anyway, and they will be facing restrictions, as Roger Stern reports. Roger?
All beaches in our area require social distancing and are limiting capacity. At City Beach, an added restriction, no swimming. And Christine Zaria, who is visiting Rockaway Beach from Rigo Park, can't wait to get back in the water.
Well, I really hope that at least by like 4th of July, we'll be able to. So yeah, looking forward to that, you know.
Meanwhile, some city council members are looking for ways of getting more people on the beach safely, perhaps by marking off areas for social distancing. And at State Beaches on Long Island, Governor Cuomo says everyone has been allowed on the sand, though that could change as it gets warmer.
We have not reached 50% of max, so no one has been turned away. But as the weather gets warmer, I expect more people will come.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
And as you heard, the governor was at the beach yesterday, Jones Beach, to announce that Long Island will be allowed to start reopening on Wednesday, and the Mid-Hudson Valley can start tomorrow.
We're now decidedly in the reopening phase, and we've been following the numbers from day one, not emotions. Following the science, not the politics. This is not a political ideology question. This is a public health question. It's about a disease, stopping the disease, stopping the spread of the disease, and that's science. It's not politics.
Phase one is a far cry from normal, though. It means manufacturing, construction, and wholesalers can return to work with some social distancing. Some retailers will also be able to open their doors as long as they're limited to in-store or curbside pickup, and this will leave the city as the last part of the state still on full lockdown. For the city to start reopening, hundreds of contact tracers have to be hired, and at least 30% of the hospital and ICU beds have to be open. At last check, about 29% of hospital beds and 28% of ICU beds were vacant. With Long Island on track for Phase 1 reopening later this week, as we heard from the governor, the LIRR is going to start stepping up service, as Carol DiOria reports from Hicksville this morning. Carol?
Phase 1 of the reopening on Long Island means some folks going back to work, and that means the Long Island Railroad has to be ready. And so, for starters, Governor Cuomo said more cars will be added to each train, so there will be plenty of room for you to spread out and keep a safe social distance. In addition to that, LIRR riders must wear protection.
I want people to remember that a mask is mandatory on public transportation. I think you're making a mistake, a grave mistake, if you don't use a mask in your own personal life.
And for the first time ever, Governor Cuomo said the Long Island Railroad cars will be disinfected. At his Sunday briefing, Cuomo said there was never a need to do that in the past, but now it's time. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at the Hicksville train station on Long Island.
Bars are still closed on the island, but Suffolk County cops got a call Friday night about people inside the Dublin Deck Tiki Bar and Grill in Patchogue. Suffolk County Police Commissioner Geraldine Hart says the trouble apparently started when people who were at the bar picking up takeout food went inside to get out of the rain.
The owner was, vocal about what had happened and apologetic and said that it did get out of hand quickly, but that most of the patrons had cleared. The officer stayed at the location until everybody had cleared and then responded back two other additional times to make sure that it was, in fact, remaining in compliance. And we did, in fact, go the next day to have a conversation with the owner once again and again ensure that there was compliance.
And the owner of the Dublin Deck says he has restructured the bars to go model so it doesn't happen again. Mayor de Blasio made it clear last week anyone who tried to go swimming at a city beach over the holiday weekend would be dragged from the water. So Curtis Sliwa decided to test the policy at Coney Island yesterday. Wearing a wetsuit and his trademark red beret, he dove in and swam around for about an hour as a crowd cheered him on. And several Parks Department employees ordered him to get out, but they did not attempt to drag him from the water. Before entering the water, Sliwa set up a cardboard cutout of Mayor de Blasio's face and kicked sand in it, saying the whole concept is this is our beach, not de Blasio's. We pay for it. We are taxpayers. A City Hall spokeswoman said Sliwa should be ashamed of himself, adding, we must all work together to keep each other safe during this pandemic, not make things worse. Only residents of Long Beach are allowed to buy passes to the beach there, and police say Damian Davidson, who lives in Long Beach, bought four season passes for $140 each. That was fine. What was not fine, they say, is that he then posted them for sale on Craigslist at $250 each, price negotiable. He allegedly sold two to an undercover cop and took off running when the cop tried to arrest him. The police eventually caught up with him and charged him with scheme to defraud in the second degree. If you bought a non-resident Long Beach pass before May 20th, Long Beach says that pass will be honored. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy is warning essential workers like first responders and teachers will be laid off unless his state gets more money from the federal government.
This is about keeping those very frontline workers in their jobs, doing the heroic work they're doing at our hour of need in the biggest healthcare crisis in the history of our country, the biggest economic crisis in the history of our country. The last thing we need to do is to lay any of those folks off and increase the unemployment rate and underserve our residents. So we need it, and it's not just New Jersey, it's not just blue states, it's American states up and down the country.
He was on CNN. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming, a member of the GOP leadership, says there isn't any appetite for another major COVID-19 relief bill like the $2 trillion plus bill the Democrats in the House have proposed. There were planes towing advertising banners over the Jersey Shore yesterday, as is often the case on Memorial Day weekend. And while most were for local businesses, there were some trolling local governors. One aimed at Phil Murphy read, Murphy's mom voted for Guadagno. In reference to Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno, Murphy ran against her in 2017. Another read, Tom Wolf likes to color, a reference to the governor of Pennsylvania and his color-coded reopening plan. Wolf said last week, I'm not sure why the governors of Maryland and New Jersey have reopened their beaches, but they have. I wouldn't go to the beach. Other banners read, resist Murphy and Wolf is the nerd king. An aerial advertising company confirmed that clients had paid for signs to fly along the coast, but would not disclose any details about that. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.